Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Labour TD for Limerick, Conor Sheehan, has told the Dáil he would not feel comfortable as a gay man walking on the street while holding the hand of a partner in any part of the country. Conor joins us now. Conor, what prompted you to say that?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning. And thanks for having me on. I made those remarks not in the context of talking about myself and my own experiences, but I was speaking in the Dáil following we have had two homophobic attacks that obviously are, you know, the courts are dealing
with.
Yeah,
we won't go into the detail because, as you say, they are before the courts. Yeah,
and I can't go into the detail of them really. Just to say that it is part of a pattern and that there is a rise in homophobia and hate out there at the moment. And it is something that concerns me. And I do feel that in terms of, you know, our attitudes to LGBT people, that in the last couple of years as a country that we have, unfortunately, after having made so much progress, gone into reverse gear. And it's not just me that's saying this. I mean, Trinity College Dublin and Belong To did research last year that found that 45% of LGBT people in Ireland feel unsafe holding the hands of a partner in public, and that almost 50% of LGBT teenagers have experienced some form of homophobic abuse at school. So I made the comments in the context of I really believe that we need a national action plan from government actually to look at hate, and in particular incitement to hatred online and offline.
Okay, and just can I ask you, and I hope I'm not probing too much here, and it's very much a private matter, but have you been in a situation where you have thought, I'd like to hold this person's hand, but you know what, I'm not going to, because it's just, you know, I could get some idiot who's going to abuse us.
I have been in situations like that before, to be honest. It's something that I suppose, like, as an LGBT person myself, like, I am always aware of my safety if I was, say, on a date with somebody, for example, and I would be very careful. You know, I'm quite reserved in my demeanor. I generally, you know, would be able to nearly assimilate for a straight man, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't be wearing bright colours, or
I mean, look, maybe bright colours aren't your thing, and if not, that's fine. But isn't it awful that people feel that they need to dress a certain way or act a certain way?
Well, I suppose from my point of view, that's the way I address.
Oh yeah, and that's totally anyway, fine. That's totally
and that
fine.
That would be, but the point I'm trying to make is that I suppose that means that I don't have to worry about looking, you know, quote unquote, out of place. And like, my concern around homophobic attacks as well is that a lot of the time they're underreported. I mean, we saw the government did bring in the Criminal Justice Hate Act last year, which recognises, you know, sexual orientation, but it sometimes can be quite difficult to prosecute these things. People can be very reluctant to come forward. And my concern here a lot of the time is there's an awful lot of misinformation and disinformation online. And I think as a government and as a society, we need to be proactive in pushing back against that. And that's why I really believe we do need a national action plan, because sometimes people might get caught up on these things inadvertently because of the stuff that's getting pushed on them on social media.
Okay. Oh, look, thank you indeed for talking to us. it is shocking that we have gone back to, as you say, worse than we were before the marriage equality referendum. That is a sad reflection on us as a country. But thank you for sharing your story, Conor Sheehan, Labour TD for Limerick City there. Let us know, actually, you know, particularly if you're from the LGBT community, is it something you've noticed? Is it something you're worried about? I just hate the idea that people can't be themselves. People can't wear flamboyant clothing if that's what they want to wear, and without feeling under threat. Let us know, 087 1400 10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.